That gospel is really perfect for today, Mother's Day, although it may not seem so for this reason. I can tell you, in 40 years, almost 40 years, I've been a priest. Whenever a family is celebrating a funeral for a loved one, we give them the opportunity to pick any passages from the gospel that they like. And I can tell you, over 40 years, 99 out of 100 will choose this gospel. This gospel is at almost every single funeral of all things. And it makes sense if you think about it. They listen to these words and it says, Jesus says, I am going to prepare a place for you, and then I will take you to myself. And we all understand that as, you know, Jesus preparing a place in heaven for someone to have a place forever. And that language is fine, and we certainly have that at funerals all the time. Just the irony is, that's not what this gospel is about at all. Ironically, it's about marriage. Because this gospel describes actually the marriage ceremony at the time of Jesus. At the time of Jesus, when a marriage was about to take place, the groom would get his house ready, get it all ready, then he would walk across town to the bride's house, meet her and all of her friends, and then they would process back to his home. He's prepared the room, and then he goes to get her and take him back into his, and then the actual act of crossing the door meant that they were married. Just crossing into that house was the marriage ceremony. Of course, then the reception would follow for an entire week. And there were no invitations. Everybody just came. Aren't you glad you live now? So really, it really was this very, very beautiful marriage event that this gospel is talking about, because the main image of our relationship with God is a marriage. God is the groom, and all of us, men and women, are the bride. We are the other side of that relationship. The Bible starts with the marriage of Adam and Eve. The Bible ends with a wedding reception in the book of Revelation. And Jesus' first miracle occurs at Cana, at a wedding. Everything about our relationship with God is like a married couple. So how do we describe our relationship with God? Just as a loving spouse. Loving, unconditional love, faithful, fidelity, commitment, courage, compassion, all those things that we would like to see in a spouse, that's the way we are to be with God, because we certainly know He is that way with us. So this gospel is not about the end of someone's life. It really is about the start of our relationship with God. And today is Mother's Day, which is about the start of our life on planet Earth, our life in a family. And no matter how that relationship might change over the years, and certainly relationships do have their ups and downs, no matter how that relationship might have changed over the years, we know exactly how it started. And that is, we received unconditional, faithful, committed, courageous, compassionate love at a time when we absolutely did not deserve it. When we are babies, we do nothing except receive all this love. You know, this afternoon we have baptisms here. I'll be conducting baptisms right over here. And I can tell you what I'm going to see. I'm going to see a couple of children who are just the center of attention and deserve none of it. Because as far as I can tell, none of them have a job. None of them are working for a living. They're not contributing to the family at all. They just sit back and just receive all this wonderful love. It changes after a while, but certainly in the beginning, you know, we just receive that tremendous, unbelievable love. So no matter how things have changed afterwards, today is a day that we can return that favor, either in words of affection or deeds of love to those mothers who are still with us, or certainly in prayers for those who have passed on. Because in that experience, we receive this unconditional love. I'm glad that this is a particular year, a time of year, when this message comes out in many ways. We had the Sacrament of Confirmation just a little while ago. Over 100 of our young people received this Sacrament of Confirmation, in which they received the Spirit that unconditional power of the Spirit. And then for the last 5 weeks or so, we had First Communion. So we had a lot of second graders and some older kids who were receiving communion for the very first time. They heard the words of the Mass in a special way because we had them stand around the altar and they hear these words, "This is my body and my blood and it is given for you." And Jesus doesn't say, "I'm going to love you if you have a job. I'm going to love you if you provide all these things. I'm going to love you if you are a certain way." It's just a very simple statement. "This is my body and my blood, and it is for you." This is an entire season of celebrating this unconditional love that we have from God. In the Sacrament of Confirmation, in First Communion, in every Sunday Mass, and especially on this Sunday, Mother's Day.